This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Since 2000, the color matching company Pantone has named a color of the year. 2018's choice is, drumroll please, ultraviolet. Specifically, ultraviolet number 18-3838. Here to talk about what exactly that means is Cassia St. Clair, the author of The Secret Lives of Color. Cassia, welcome back.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell us what this company Pantone is. What do they do exactly?
So Pantone is just a vital tool for professional designers. They use alphanumeric codes for lots of different shades, and they provide color books for fashion designers and also for graphic designers so that people are speaking the same color language, and it makes it much easier to identify different shades over long distances without using the names, because the names can sometimes mean very different things to different people. So instead of saying it's a little bit bluer than this shade and maybe a little bit more orange than this, you're saying what I'm talking about is color. In this case, ultraviolet's color code is 183838. And if you're anywhere in the world, you can find that particular chip and you know exactly what you're talking about.
So I know we're not supposed to call 2018's color of the year purple. It's a form of violet, right? How would you describe this particular shade?
Well, it's very much on the bluer end of kind of purples and violets, if you think about them as a family. So classically, purples are kind of quite red toned, and ultraviolet, the 2018 Pantone color of the year, is very much a bluer color. And it's quite sort of reminiscent of kind of 1970s, 1980s purples and violets, I think.
I couldn't help but wonder if it was a nod to the cultural moment and feminism. There's a feminist group advocating for against sexism online called Ultraviolet. Do you think there's any nod there?
I'm sure there is. Purples in general and violets and all different shades of the purple family have actually a very long history with rights movements. So the very first kind of feminist flag in Britain with the suffragette movement actually contained three colours, one of which was purple, the other two were green and white. And various other shades of purple have also been associated with protest movements and the fight for rights for minority groups. So I'm definitely sure that this colour has, it's got a long history of being used to help advocate for different groups and women in particular.
Why do you think a company would make such a political choice? Is that risky?
I think, obviously, it's an American company, and purple for me feels politically significant, particularly in an American context. Obviously, it's the blending of the red and the blue, the Republican and the Democrat colors. And wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to see a more unified messaging, and rather than the divisive politics, it would be wonderful to see more blending of opinion and more coming together. So perhaps it is an optimistic message from a particularly American viewpoint, although I think worldwide it has less of that resonance.
So as someone who spends a lot of time writing and thinking about colors and the role that they play in our culture, what is your prediction? What color would you say is going to be the most popular or prominent in the coming year?
I still think that green has a long way to go. I think that, you know, environmental concerns are very much part of the conversation. But of course, Pantone are looking at a very wide, you know, it's a global firm, and they're looking at a very wide range of factors that sort of bleed into this choice of the color of the year. This choice is about making people think about color and giving sort of a time for people to realize its importance, or to really consider it. Perhaps, you know, people don't spend a lot of time doing that. And as someone who loves color, as you say, I'm delighted when it becomes part of the conversation. People think about it and people start to really appreciate its importance in our everyday lives.
Cassia St. Clair is author of The Secret Lives of Color. You can hear some stories from that book, including the interesting backstory behind the color mauve, or mauve, depending on your persuasion, on our website, marketplace.org. Cassia, thanks so much.
Thank you.